Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, May 5th. Over the millennia, every culture has named the bright stars. The names represented characters from mythology, things from the natural world, human traits and values, and more. Different cultures seldom agreed on what to call an individual star. But one exception seems to be Regulus, the brightest star of Leo. Just about everybody saw the star as a symbol of strength and power. The name Regulus means the little king. The name made its debut in the early 16th century, translated from the Greek name with the same meaning. Other cultures held the star in similar regard, as a king, a hero, or as the center, an especially important marker in the night sky. It's not hard to see why Regulus was held in such high esteem. It's quite bright. Only a couple of dozen stars and planets outshine it, and many of those just barely top it. And Regulus lies near the ecliptic, the sun's path across the sky. Any star close to that path has always received special attention. And there aren't many bright stars close to Regulus, especially along the ecliptic. So Regulus has held a lofty position in the sky stories of many cultures, a little king at the heart of the lion. Regulus appears quite near the moon as night falls this evening, and a bit farther from the moon as they set in the wee hours of the morning. Although it loses a bit of its luster in the glare of the moon, the star is always a beautiful sight. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.